Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Robin Voss and the Republican gerrymandered illegitimate legislature is up to it again. They are risking our COVID-19 aid funds to Wisconsin. Remember, they're already costing us $50 million a month, $50 million a month by scuttling an emergency order. And so in food aid, only states that have emergency orders get that extra money. It's going to have to come out of tax dollars, state tax dollars. Cost us $600 million a year. That's Voss. And I'm not even going to mention the $1 billion in train money, $1 billion in Medicaid money that was our federal taxes they turned back. I'm not going to mention the tens of millions of dollars by their refusal to get rid of the one-week waiting period for unemployment comp in time. They said they like to see people incentivized. They're willing to give up tens of millions of bucks when the federal government wants people to get unemployment comp. Biden wants people to get unemployment comp right when they're laid off, not have them lie around and wait, maybe miss a rent payment, maybe miss, you know, not buy as much food, that kind of thing. And they're the ones who wanted a work requirement before you get Medicaid. So they want to incentivize people. You want a mammogram? You want your wife to get a mammogram? You have two small kids? Better get yourself a job. Well, I can't get a job. Unemployment's high. I don't have a lot of skills. Well, too bad. Your wife's not going to get a mammogram. You know, that's inhumane. That's sadistic, really, to tie medical care to whether you can get a job or whether they think that you're looking hard enough. This is Voss. This is Voss. Well, now, you know, $4.5 billion for Foxconn out of our federal tax dollars because Trump and Walker wanted it for their reelection. Neither one of them got reelected because they're bad news, and everybody knew they were bad news. But in any event, here's how Voss and the gerrymandered legislature is hurting our COVID-19 aid funds. They have put in some legislation where they would spend $3.3 billion, which is slightly more, actually, than the amount that's going to be allocated. But $2.2 billion of it wouldn't be legal, and we would be forfeiting it under the COVID relief provisions. Because what they're trying to do, is basically use it to just reduce taxes. Now, we all want taxes to go down. That's not the purpose of this COVID relief. The purpose of the COVID relief is to get money in people's pockets so that they spend it, to get money to school districts so they can reopen, they can clean the schools, to get the state money so that it can function with its normal services, because tax revenues are down. Tax revenues are down because people are defaulting on their taxes because they don't have work. These are all the objectives, and they're not the only objectives of the COVID relief package. So Voss has deliberately put something in that would wipe out about two-thirds of what it is he says he wants to spend. This is all a fake. You have to understand it's a fake. Of course, Evers will veto whatever Voss does. And of course, they won't override his veto because they don't have a veto-proof majority. Frankly, by the skin of our teeth. Remember, we lost two state Senate seats in Hudson and Green Bay this last go-around, but we picked up, we kept the seat in La Crosse. Brad Paff did a wonderful job. So by the hair, our chinny chin chin, we're holding on in the Senate. In the House, we picked up a couple of seats in the North Shore of Milwaukee and in the Brookfield Elm Grove area, thank God. But by the hair of our chinny chin chin, that's what we're hanging on to. And I don't know if people who vote Republican or independence-leaning Republican understand the degree of vandalizing of our finances. I'm not talking ideology. I'm not talking anything having to do with social issues or with your various grievances or you know, why some, you were a kid, something happened, and therefore you did this, or you vote Republican. I'm not interested in any of that. I'm talking money. Cash is king. I'm talking coin of the realm. I want coin of the realm. I'm talking about their jeopardy. They're giving up $50 million a month. $50 million a month because they don't want a mask order, which every civilized state in this country, and I say that somewhat facetiously, but even Republican states like Ohio have $50 million a month giving up for that. Giving up tens of millions of dollars because they want to punish people for a week to wait for their unemployment comp or maybe not get medical care. That's just not right. It's just not right. And I'm still telling you about the train, the Medicaid, Foxconn. But now I'm telling you something else. And that is they deliberately put in a bill. About two-thirds of the spending, a little over two-thirds of the spending they want is illegal under the spending plan. Illegal under federal law. And they'd be forfeiting it. Now, what kind of people spend their entire time meeting and thinking about how they can cause destruction to drag down a Democratic administration so they can put in one of their hacks, one of their donor slaves, one of their policy mules who obeys the Republican donor cartel, all so that they can call themselves senators and representatives? You know, this is kind of a thin gruel, okay? It's a little on the meager side if you're defining the prestige of your life and your accomplishment as saying you're a senator or a representative. Very thin gruel, very, very thin gruel. Accomplish something else. Maybe one of you could get up on his hind legs, say, I'm not putting up with this. I'm not going to continue to deny Wisconsin money. I'm not going to continue to starve our universities. I'm not going to continue to stop growth in this state. Even if you're a conservative, great. You want tax reductions, fine. Maybe you think some spending isn't wise, fine, all of that. But I will accept the return of our federal tax dollars, and not continue to bar them, unlike any other state in the country who says, yeah, thank you. You think that Mississippi and Alabama, you think that Florida and South Carolina and Virginia say, no, we don't want another Navy base here or Florida. We don't want the space station here. All that federal money, we don't want that. Give me a break. Give me a break. We're rubes. I mean, we really are. Send our people out there, lantern-jawed Cretans. They go out there and everybody laughs at them, the Republican majority. I'm not talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans. They're rubes. They go up to them. They basically steal their clothing and make them go home in a barrel that they had to pay for. I mean, these people, this is Wisconsin. And Wisconsin voters are to blame. And the truth of the matter is that gerrymandering apparently works. You know, there's nothing to stop people who vote Republican from saying, yeah, I'm a Republican, but I'm a Reagan Republican, you know, or those who can remember, I remember the days of Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan. I remember Tommy Thompson, Lee Dreyfus. That's the kind of Republican I am. I'm not a hardcore nut. I'm certainly not QAnon. I don't believe in violence, the destruction of democracy. I don't believe any of that stuff. And this crowd, what I really don't believe in is if we pay $1 billion in federal taxes and every other state is getting back their federal taxes, and they offer it back to us and we say no, put it to the deficit, and the government laughs and then just gives it to California and Minnesota and other states and gives them a bonus. I mean, how stupid, and I'm talking to anybody out there who voted Republican, how stupid are you? How stupid are you? You wouldn't conduct your personal finances that way. If you paid taxes and the government said you're entitled to a rebate, you take it. You take it. But the Republican Party is saying, no, we don't want that. And we will make up some of it anyway with state taxes. So we're double taxing our people. We're double taxing our people. We're turning down the rebate in effect of their federal taxes taxing them again with state taxes and then saying we don't have enough money. But yeah, if some foreign company wants $4.5 billion for Foxconn, we'll say fine, picking winners and losers. Why should we subsidize a company that's supposed to make a profit? If they can make a profit, God bless them. Go ahead. We'll be down with them on things like regulations and getting them set up. All that's good stuff. But we don't subsidize Miller Brewing Company. We don't subsidize Briggs & Stratton. And we don't subsidize BMO Harris. I mean, they make a profit. Foxconn should make a profit if it can. If it can't, it can't. But these economically illiterate people in the Republican legislature have knifed us. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.